In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have heard that it has been said, follow your heart. Do whatever feels right in your heart. But is that what Jesus said in our gospel lesson? Perhaps we need a reminder. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man? For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Just follow your heart. Well, if this is the state of man apart from the working of the new man in Christ, you should absolutely not follow your heart. For from your heart are the desires not of God, but of the flesh. Following your heart means to act on every evil thought and purpose that comes to your mind. It is to take wrath and vengeance for yourself. It is to take a woman or a man who is not your spouse to the marriage bed. It is to find yourself fornicating. It is to find yourself taking things that do not belong to you. It is finding yourself gossiping when instead you should talk to the person about what you have heard. The heart blasphemes God. The heart seeks its own ways. You need a new heart. The old heart of the sinful man desires the things of the flesh, but God gives you a new heart. He replaces it with His will. He has washed you. He has made you clean. He calls you His own. He has placed His own name upon you and says, "Be holy as I am holy." You have heard the Ten Commandments, at least 4 through 10. You have sung all of them tonight. We are reminded that the law is good. It is good to make one wise unto salvation. It shows us what God desires for us. We are not antinomians who decide that the law is no longer important, who throw it away and say it doesn't matter. No, we recognize that if we are God's children, we desire to do the will of our Father. The law is good and wise. The law is still useful for you as Christians, not to save yourselves, but to see what your Father wants from you. He desires His children to love Him, to serve Him, and to love and serve the neighbor. The commandments, the law of God, exists in the small catechism for 3 main uses. We have a curb. That is, it keeps us on the right path so that we do not harm others or ourselves. It is to act as a mirror. It shows us our sins. How do I know what is right and what is wrong? God's word tells me. If I chop that out and carve out the very foundations of God's word, I am left only with my sinful heart's desires. And lastly, the law operates as a rule or guide. How does God desire me as His child to live? He desires that I love Him, that I serve Him, that I keep His name holy in my words and in my deeds and in my thoughts. He desires that I worship Him and Him alone. He desires that I give proper respect to those whom He has placed in authority over me. And that starts first and foremost with father and mother. How terribly we have rejected this father and mother. We have turned into big businesses the proper care for those who care for us. Rather than caring for the ones that God has given us, We ship them off, we try not to think about them, and they are some of the saddest and loneliest people I meet in the ministry. Desiring human compassion, desiring people to visit them, to share the joys of their lives with them, to just sit and listen to one story, and they're beautiful stories. We reject them by throwing money at things. And this is one of the things that Jesus himself is talking about. He says, you claim to honor father and mother, but you say, as long as I give money to care for them, that's all that matters. Is that truly how we are to honor father and mother? I don't think so. Yes, there comes a time when we cannot provide the right and proper care. That is absolutely true. But we are to care, we are to love, we are to visit those whom God has given us to be with. You should respect life as a gift from the Father who created it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, just as all lives are. And the devil has convinced them to follow their hearts, hearts that have not been made new by him. This is a person who is aching. This is a person who is living in tragedy and sadness and anguish. More than anything, they need Jesus. God desires that you are content with the husband or wife that he has given you, that you are content to keep the marriage bed holy and undefiled, that you receive children as a gift from him as he chooses to give. He says, be content in all of these things. Do not crave what your neighbor has. Rather, rejoice in what I have given you, because I have given you everything that is necessary to support this body and life. And when you use your tongue to praise me, our Lord says. Use your tongue to build up your neighbor, not to tell lies about him, to betray him, to slander him, or to hurt his reputation. You are to use your tongue to speak well of your neighbor, to defend your neighbor, and to put the best construction on everything. Do we jump to the worst construction? Or do we try to actually see what is at play in this? We sing out every Sunday words that David, by the power of the Holy Spirit, sang out. We sing out the words, create in me a clean heart, O God. That is what we need. The law is good and wise, and our Lord has given it to us for our benefit and for the benefit of our neighbor, knowing that we can't do it perfectly, knowing that the law does not save us, but Jesus does. By his perfect fulfillment of the law, by his suffering and death. That washes over us and it frees us not to do the law to earn heaven because we can't, but to do the law because that's what our Father desires. That's the freedom of the gospel. The freedom of the gospel says, I am a new creation. And because I have been made new, I will do what my Father has for me, knowing that I will stumble and I will trip and I cannot save myself, but knowing that that's what my loving Father has sent me to do. When we fail, we turn to the cross. We cry out for his mercy. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles, it's what comes from the heart. What flows from your heart? Is it the deception? Is it the lies? Is it the anger and the hatred? Or is it the praise of Jesus Christ? Is the name of Jesus on your lips to curse others, to blaspheme him? Or is it on your lips to sing praises to the one who has done it perfectly for you? Create in me a clean heart. O God, take this heart of stone and replace it with a fleshy heart, one that follows your will. Jesus has done it. Let us follow him. The church sings, "You have this law to see therein, that you have not been free from sin, but also that you clearly see how pure toward God life should be. Have mercy, Lord. Our works cannot salvation gain, they merit only endless pain. Forgive us, Lord, to Christ we flee, who pleads for us endlessly. Have mercy, Lord." The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.